Next case, please.
Next application is 11,584, Lands of Michael Kelly, seeking a variance for a reduction in the front yard setback, the side yard setback, and the rear yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Tyler Avenue, approximately 370 feet south of Lincoln Drive. The 911 address is 38772 Tyler Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 20.14, parcel 39. Specifically, they are requesting a 4-foot variance from the 5-foot front yard. Looks like a 6-point variance, foot variance from the required side yard setback, and a 0-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for the deck.
They're all zeros.
Oh, they're all zeros? Okay. Sorry. A little trouble reading that. There are no letters in support, no letters in opposition. We did receive 2 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Stephen Kelly, 38772 Tyler Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And Mr. Cornwell, is it 20-foot rear yard variance that's being requested?
Mr. Kelly?
Mr. Cornwell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And a 10-foot side yard variance? Because it looks like it's right on the property line.
It does look that way. You're correct.
It looks like it's a 0-foot setback. It would be for the property.
For back and front.
For back and front.
Just
well,
the,
no, the front looks like it's 1 foot.
Yeah. So we got a 4-foot variance we're requesting from the front.
Right.
It looks like a 10-foot side yard variance requested and a 20-foot rear yard.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. We'll make sure we got clear.
Good evening, everyone. How are you?
Good evening, sir. Fine.
I'm requesting 4-foot variance into the 5-foot setback required on the front yard setback line. That's the only variance I'm asking for this evening. That's all I applied for. I don't know what else. I didn't write all this at the bottom, so I'm not sure where exactly that came from. My family and I purchased this property in 2013. We actually enjoyed last summer in Cape Windsor, right there in Final Column. And through that enjoyment, we acquired, just like every other vacationing family, kayaks, canoes, beach chairs, everything that wouldn't fit in the existing 12x7. So I can go through the variance. I'm sure everybody has that in front of them right now. The uniqueness, the lot size is 88 by 50 feet per the survey that I had completed by Adams Kemp. Adams Kemp. And we're looking for more storage. The uniqueness is such that most other lots in Cape Windsor are 50 by 90, which makes them even 4,500 square feet. With this 88 by 50, lessens me by 100 square, or 2 foot times 50 foot wide is 100 square feet. So, part of that is I did not build this house. Mr. Vanneman, whom I purchased it from, built it in 2001. He built a very nice house. It's a Nanticoke house. He was a single person living there by himself. It was a retirement house. He did not require much storage space or the need to store an extra vehicle at the beach. So when the whole crew comes down, you can transport everyone around. So that's the uniqueness I'm going I have there. Is there exceptional practical difficulty? Yes. If you were to build a garage narrower than 12 feet, if you put a vehicle in there, you would probably not be able to get out because you wouldn't be able to doors with anything stored on either side. So the 12 foot is a definite minimum there. Possibility of development and attached to the house structure, storage garage, 12 foot wide. I'm not sure about a detached structure. They told me in zoning or permits that I could put a detached structure as close as I wanted to a property line? No? Okay. And they said, but if you did this, you'd have to apply for a variance. So I said, well, I'd rather do it. I already have a detached now. Doesn't assimilate to where the rest of the neighborhood's going. So I'd like to put something attached, three walls, and get rid of the storage shed that's there now. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use? Yes, we just discussed that, or I just discussed that. It would not inconvenience any kind of utility access. Our utilities run from the edge of the road over 15 foot, and there's a 5 foot easement there where telephone, water, and electric is run underground. So I'm not encroaching into that at all. They just require from that 5 foot easement, you have another 5 foot from your property line before a structure is built. So I'm asking for 5 foot into that, or 4 foot into that 5 foot. Will the variance is substantially permanent and impair the appropriate use of the development? No. I have pictures here if everybody would entertain them. I'll start over here. If you go through these, they are simply pictures of other houses in the neighborhood that have very similar to what I'm proposing to build there. I don't know if you have the drawings here. Do you have the drawings I submitted to the county? So there should be a picture there showing what the garage will actually look like. And I have a picture of my house now, which will show you the storage shed that we're going to get rid of and then add on to the end of this yellow ramp. I spoke with Margie Mack. We have a beginning of the year kickoff for the pool, and she hands out, she's on the board of directors for the HOA, and she hands out your pool passes. I had an occasion to talk to her a couple weeks ago, right before Memorial Day, and she had indicated it would be very nice to get rid of all the storage sheds in this area. If everybody put something detached, it blends in, it looks nicer, which I was very shocked. I, you know, knew the neighborhood. I thought, well, they're going to start getting on me about, man, what are you doing? But it went over very well. Is the variance detrimental to public welfare? No, absolutely not. As you can see by the pictures, many other people have that. And those pictures, by the way, are just on Tyler Avenue. There are six roads in Tyler, like six fingers going out into the bay. That's just one road. Every other road is very, very similar.
Okay.
Lease modification possible? Yes. Is a variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. I answer this on behalf of my family and myself to hopefully improve the area, make our house look better for the community, and also afford more storage and garage space for us.
Sir, on your shed, you said you're removing the shed, right?
Actually, that shed's in, you can't see it in that picture, but it's in pretty disrepair. The roof leaks. I don't want to put shingles on it. I don't want to repair it. I'm actually getting rid of that shed.
So you're coming out with a garage in the same pitch?
Yes. Oh, no. It'll follow the roof pitch out.
Same.
Okay. Correct. Yeah. I'm not going to return gable. It'll be the same gable coming out.
Same gable coming out. Okay.
Correct.
And you're coming out 12 feet?
12 feet. It'll be 24 by 12.
So you're going past your sidewalk and everything else?
No, no. The house is 26 foot wide.
Okay.
So I'll be 2 foot in.
2 foot.
Yeah. I'm going to keep that electrical outlet. I don't want to have that in the garage. It's still going to be outside.
Okay.
And it'll give the house some depth rather than just flush all the
right
way down.
Flush. Okay, gotcha.
Will you be using the garage for an automobile?
Yeah, we're going to have an extra. Now, we can't be taking two cars to the beach, and everybody wants to go to the beach.
Do you propose to get in it?
It is a Ford Focus, so it's easily to turn in and get in. It's not. I'm putting a Suburban in there. The depth I was looking, the reason it's 24 foot wide, if anybody cares, is we, I guess fortunately, bought a jet ski from a guy at the National Guard in March. So the way I got it laid out was jet ski stuck back in the corner, little car there. Hopefully it'll all pack in with everything else.
Mm. Okay.
Mr. Kelly, did you not foresee this problem when you bought the property?
No, I did not.
You did?
I didn't. I didn't anticipate the lack of storage space that was there. If I would have built it, I would have made it within and made the house narrower, but that's come to pass.
The shed's not big enough to take care of your... Where you just, your storage shed's not big enough?
Correct.
But you want to put your car in the garage too, though?
Correct. If we're going to leave it at the beach, then I prefer it than just sit outside the whole time. You know,
is this a permanent home?
No, it's a vacation home.
Vacation
home. Yeah, we're going to spend 3 months, 4 months out of summer, Thanksgivings, Christmases, stuff like that.
So you're going to leave your car down there?
Yes.
All year?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It'll be an extra vehicle. We can't drive two cars to the beach all the time with, you know, $80 a car to go to the beach, 60, so. Not doing that anymore.
Okay, Mr. Mills, do you have a further question?
Yes, Ms. Cornwell, in regard to the other variance requests, were there permits for the deck, porch, and those kinds of things?
I did not look into that to verify if there were permits.
They were all existing when I bought the house. I haven't done anything to the house except for moving.
You understand that if there were not permits for these other things, then you would need to get permits?
Oh, sure.
No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,584 under advisement.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,584 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. So your case has been taken under advisement tonight. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You can stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay? You said may be a decision?
There may be one here.
If there's not, then...
It'll be, the hearing is closed, it'll be at our next, most likely at our next meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.